Jesse Sullivan's joined us, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. First off, Jesse, good to talk to you again, pal. You've been all right?
Hey, same here, Tom. So great to talk to you, too.
I wanted to run through your agenda with you this morning. You've got a number of points you've been trying to make out there, press releases and rhetoric out when you're on the stump. I think a good place to start is, well, your powers to the parents agenda. You know, right now with some of the things that are going on in school, whether it's sex or critical race theory or the way parents are treated whenever they have input, this is an important subject for a lot of people, maybe not getting as much ink as it deserves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a parent. I got a bunch of young kids, and I'm going to be showing up to PTA meetings when I'm governor. I've got skin in the game, and we have taken parents out of the classroom and teaching and government overreach and this. You know, what's most upsetting to me is injecting racial and sexual ideology into the curriculum. That is absolutely wrong, and when I'm governor, I will put an end to it. One, by cleaning house at the Illinois State Board of Education. Two, by replacing CRT with American Civics boot camps for teachers. We need to be teaching a love of country and patriotism. And, yeah, just getting this sexuality and gender identity, especially in second grade, they're going to be teaching here in August. It starts with this new sex ed bill under Governor Pritzker, teaching our young kids gender identity is a choice in second grade. That's wrong. I'm going to get that out of the classroom.
You have a 10-point anti-corruption agenda as well. We don't have time for all 10 points. Jesse Sullivan joining us this morning. Can you give us some of the core principles of your anti-corruption plan?
Absolutely. I'm an outsider. I am not a politician or a career politician, and I never will be. And politics was never meant to be a career. It was meant to be short-term, temporary public service. So term limits, and we need to get in place. We also need to get this, you know, revolving door between legislator and lobbyist ended, because it should not be a pathway to a lucrative lobbying career. We need, you know, to get back to politics as short-term temporary public service. Madigan is out, but corruption is alive and well in the state of Illinois. We need an outsider who owes nobody anything, like I do, to step in and clean house in this corrupt den of vipers. You know, I read the Bible every day, and I was reading Jesus fashioning a whip and heading into the temple to drive out the money changers. We need somebody to head into the Capitol, and I'm going to step in there, fashion a whip, and drive these corrupt insiders out of our Capitol. You know, it's a sacred place for the people.
Illinois average gas price as of this morning is $4.98, the average in Illinois for a regular gallon of gas, while the U.S. average is $4.71, up 33 cents the past 2 weeks. Probably we'll see $5 gas statewide average for Memorial Day weekend's my first guess, but you once again have a plan on how to reduce gas prices for Illinois residents.
Right. J.B. Pritzker doubled the gas tax on the people of Illinois. We need to repeal that permanently. He pretends like he's fixing this problem. What he's done is delayed by a few cents the gas tax until he gets reelected, he thinks. Then he'll try to redouble it on us again. So we need to realize we cannot tax our way out of our debt problem. The Democrat solution to everything is throw more money at the problem, tax people more. We need the opposite. We need a commitment to growth. I'm the only person in this race that signed a taxpayer protection pledge saying I absolutely refuse to raise taxes on the people of Illinois. I will veto it. Any new tax that comes across my desk, because we do not have a revenue problem in the state of Illinois. We have a spending problem. More units of government than any state in the nation. More government workers per capita than any state in the nation. We don't take a scalpel to that. We take an axe. We need to just reduce the size of our government greatly and get back to limited government in the state of Illinois.
When it comes to Department of Children and Family Services, what, 10 contempt of court charges? I think maybe a couple of them were quashed or something like that. But still, when it comes to Department of Children and Family Services, two in particular troubling cases, but this has been an agency in battle for years.
Yeah, this is criminal. It is personal to me. My wife and I are foster parents. We decided, you know, we have pro-life values. My wife and I are very pro-life, and we decided we should live those values. So we decided to become foster parents to two teenage, wonderful daughters. And it's absolutely criminal what's happening in that agency. It's across all of our agencies. We throw money at the problem, but we do not run them well. We do not have accountability in the system. I come from a business background. You know, we need to get accountability and results back in the system. And when I'm governor, I'm going to put people at heads of agencies that are going to get outcomes or they're gone. And J.B. Pritzker needs to step up, get rid of this director of DCFS and get accountability back in the system again.
You know, have you read more and more about the brownouts and the power, the price of power going up and the brownout potentials for Illinois? They say, they say it didn't have anything to do with policy.
Yeah, right. This, we have a governor who decided, based on his Green New Deal for Illinois, you know, he wants to step in and basically try to get rid of our energy sources that we have ready-made here in Illinois, close those down. It's the same way Joe Biden's doing nationally, is we have this energy independence under Trump that then Joe Biden takes away. Well, we have energy independence opportunity in Illinois, even with all the ethanol we produce. We need to be, you know, we should be the energy producers for the entire Midwest. Instead, we have set up this Green New Deal for Illinois under J.B. Pritzker that is costing average homeowners and taxpayers and businesses for their energy prices to go through the roof. That's all going to change when I'm governor.
Here's a question that's come in. I wanted to hit this before we let you go today. Jesse Sullivan, here's a question from one of our listeners. Says, why, Jesse, do you have so many California donors?
Yeah, well, this is great. So I went out to Stanford Business School for 2 years. I came right back to Illinois to raise my kids the way that I was raised, running around the cornfields of central Illinois to get my business going. I worked with a lot of some of the best business leaders around the world to create jobs, grow the economy in poor countries. And I realized, man, I want to create jobs right here at home. I feel like my own home is under attack right now, and I need to step into politics. They got to know me as high character, highly competent leader that they wanted to support. And so, you know, I owe nobody anything. They knew my conservative values when they gave to me, and I'm going to bring resources from around this nation back into Illinois again because everyone's fleeing the state, and I'm going to start to bring people back to the state of Illinois, get our economy going again, create the jobs of the future right here in Illinois.
Now, here's a question from John this morning. He says, you know, what you got a Republican candidate says what they're going to do when they're governor in Springfield. But what is Springfield's controlled by Democrats? So how can you accomplish these things?
Yeah, I view it three parts. One, on day one, I am going to do executive orders. No more mask mandates, no more vaccine mandates. We are going to prioritize freedom the way Ron DeSantis did in Florida. Two, I'm going to change out boards. The Illinois State Board of Education, Prisoner Review Board, I'm going to run agencies well. You know, DCFS we talked about to all the other ones, none of that requires new legislation. Then we need to make sure we work to get Republicans elected here in the fall because we need veto power for the governor. So I am going to bring out a Sharpie as big as Donald Trump's and put veto across any of this crazy left legislation that comes along. Then when it comes to actually getting things done to change our legislation, we need to focus around the few key areas that matter most and use all of my political will and capital to get those few things done around our high taxes, corruption, crime, and education. And I'm going to push on those. But, you know, real long-term change comes from recruiting other next-generation conservatives like myself. We go back to the districts and say, look who's not passing ethics reform. And then we run a next generation candidate against that person, and we change out the legislature. That's how we're going to really change the state of Illinois over the long term.
Republican primary gubernatorial candidate Jesse Sullivan. It's now 7:32.